patrons, we're back for Ted Lasso. Really keen for this one. How about you, Dean?
Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah, the first episode was really fun. So very interested to see where they take it in episode two even.
Yeah, I'm pretty pumped. We've got a couple of good key characters and a couple of side characters. I imagine we're going to learn a bit more as we go along, but I definitely had a lot of laughs in the first episode, and I imagine that's not going to change in this episode, hopefully.
I mean, from what I've heard, people love this show. I'm expecting it to get better.
Well, from what we just spoke about just before we started recording this episode, Sudeikis has just won the, SAG Award.
SAG. For Outstanding Screen Actors SAG. Guild.
Yeah.
Golden Globe.
I know, right? Did he win that? He probably did win it again, the Golden Globes as well. But either way, this show is just winning awards left, front, center. Yeah, I know, right? Winning a lot of awards this show, and hopefully we can see why coming up. And I'm pretty pumped to continue this show, so we are going to get into it. Obviously, you need a copy of the show to watch yourself, but you know we do have a little sneaky copy of it on the screen right now with no audio. If you want to add the audio to it, get to the audio commentary and sync it up, and you've got a delicious-looking Ted Lasso episode to watch along with us. But, Dean, we are ready to go. You've got your copy ready to go. I've got my copy, which goes for 29 minutes and 20 seconds, or 21 if you're in Dean's house right now.
Please don't be. Just putting that out there.
All right, let's do this. Okay, so here we'll go for you, for Dean, you and me. We'll go 3, 2, 1, click, okay? And for you patrons, of course, it'll all be the same. We'll all sync up here. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, click.
Click's a good movie.
Not a big fan of the mustache by itself, but he is supporting it quite well.
You're not a fan of it. I think it's like quintessential to the character.
That's true.
Do you reckon we ever definitely see him with a non like hard comb in his hair?
That's close. No. His coffee place is right next to him.
Does he have pink socks on?
That's awesome. Yo, watch that, mate.
Gotta look right, coach. Yeah.
I'm gonna get that. Ah, because of the roads.
That's right.
I got my man here.
Oh, God. He's like, draft those kids.
We need more skills. What?
He's like,
a
see,
woman
this is
playing
what,
soccer?
This is what soccer should be about. Fun. Not those grumpy buggers that I've got to deal with.
Oh, by the way, I'm drinking a Great Northern today, Dean. I guess you're on the Canadian clubs.
Yes, I am.
Hey, look at us. A couple of worm-addicted early birds, am I right? Well, I'm glad I caught you. I brought you a little something. Oh, yeah, cookies.
Oh, God. What do you reckon it is? Cookies. Here,
biscuits, right? Though I do not recommend you smother these in gravy.
Oh, Ted, I don't really.
Ah, sweet cookies. Ooh.
Oh, ugh, shortbread. That's it. I'm not a big shortbread guy. Fan. That's so dry.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck me. Where did you get these?
I'm glad you like them. You know what? I'll start bringing these every morning. Called Biscuits with the Boss.
That really isn't necessary.
Okay, well, mark this.
That is a catchy name, though. Actually, which one of my people would do that?
Why y'all do that? Anywho, you know, we can't really be. You know,
really hates that tea.
Know each other, right?
Ted,
we're gonna start simple, real easy one. We're gonna do first concert, best concert. You go ahead and go first. Go right off
the
bat.
The Spice Girls and the Spice Girls.
Nice.
Same answer for both. My turn. First concert. Well, I mean, come on. It was the game.
She must have only ever been to Spice Girls.
Ted. Coach Lasso.
Shut up.
Stop. Ted, I'm sorry.
That was wrong.
Biscuits with the Boss is
run.
Not something that I have time for this morning. Or ever.
She says after she's eaten some.
Yes.
Okay. You're going to show up tomorrow with biscuits, aren't you?
Oh, come on now. I would not bet on that. I mean, unless you want to win a buttload of money.
Oh. I mean, it's funny watching him now, but in real life, he would be pretty annoying.
I mean, if he's nice and wholesome to you, it's so, you'd get used to it.
He's just so high energy. Like, I'm not sure, like... I get to work, I'm pretty tired, I've, you know, got my coffee going. It's like, ah, good morning. I'm like, okay, calm down.
Leave me alone.
Ooh. Those are some coaching hands.
Said to me our first day coaching at Wichita State,
lose the ponytail.
Relax, they're just kids.
Well, these fellas sure as heck ain't kids. Hey, look at
him.
He looks like Rodin sculpture in cleats.
Boots. They call cleats boots.
Well, I thought you said that the trunk of a car was a boot.
Also a boot.
Hold on. If I was fired from my job where I'm putting cleats in the trunk of my car.
You got the boot for putting boots in the boot.
I love it. All right, gentlemen. Let's go ahead.
Yeah, this other coach knows exactly where Ted Lasso is at, eh?
Oh, definitely. Oh, here we go. What, superstar?
Ooh.
It's pretty good.
Is this show rated? So we'll get some. Were we getting F-bombs in episode one?
Yeah.
Sam died.
Huh.
It's very sad. Oi, walk away, you little prick.
All right, Grandad, keep your wig on.
Thanks, Roy.
Hey, Sam, come here a sec.
Coach, I'm sorry.
You know what the happiest animal on earth is?
This guy's nice.
You know why?
Who, Ted?
No.
Got a 10-second memory.
No, not Ted.
Be a goldfish, Sam. Yeah?
All right, Dory.
Yeah, you got
Did he
it.
Forget what he just said?
Probably.
Hey, Nate.
Who, me?
Yeah, until we get another Nate here, I just need you to assume you're my default Nate.
Okay?
Right. Got a question for you. What's the buzz on Sam here? Seems a little down in the dumps.
Yeah, he's been underachieving since he got here from Nigeria.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, first time away from home is never easy. We're going to have to do something to Nigeria him up, right?
Wow.
Nigeria-ing him up. That's awesome.
I'm not always sure what's a joke and what isn't.
Oh, directed by Zach Braff.
Oh, nice. Bill Lawrence doing him a favor.
For sure.
Higgins. Ted Lasso is in my office.
Why does she keep watching this?
What's the first concert you ever saw?
Crazy Coach's Victory Dance.
He wants us to get together every morning to get to know me and hear what I've
got. You garden gnome.
I mean, the man's just relentless and nice.
I love it how she's eating the biscuits.
I seem to love him. It's one thing that could just muck this up. Hello, boys.
Up top.
Oh, don't be mean.
I'm sorry. I don't think not one of them would high-five him. Higgins, are they all pricks?
Do you know which of the players has the most sway in the locker room?
No.
So helpful. Then solve me this different mystery. Find out when Lasso got those biscuits.
Watch out, biscuits. Higgins is on the case.
Nice. Beardo knows what's going on.
And now we got Crystal Pals coming here on Saturday. Anything we need to know, Coach?
A lot of speed on the outside.
Okay. Anything else?
A lot of speed.
Okay, you heard the man. Y'all whipped
Is Crystal Palace
good, really,
another team?
Me and Coach ain't going to mess with the game plan. But, we would like to start fiddling with the way we do things here in the locker room. And if the internet has taught us anything, that sometimes...
You want to fiddle in the locker room?
Our minds, right? So I asked Nate here to make us a good old-fashioned suggestion box. Hey, look at that.
Yeah, did it with my niece. She loves crafts.
Yeah, I love glimpses into your personal life. It's lovely. So, if anything's got y'all hot and bothered, just go ahead and drop us a note. You could have issue with the color of the towels or, heck, the food in the
What about the color of the box?
Sound good?
Yeah, I was going to say, all the sparkles.
Okay, right.
Or angry guy's chest hair.
I was going to say Lasso's mustache.
Three or four, and you want to know if the snacks in the locker room are tasty enough?
Are they?
Jesus Christ.
They are not. Duly noted.
See, there you go. You can improve the snacks. Yeah. You got better players. Happier team is going to play better. Come Absolutely. On, Ted Lasso. Is he holding the door for everyone? All right, who's coming? That's a long hold.
You can hear the heels. Yeah.
Long time to wait, Ted.
I hate people that hold the door for me for too long. And I don't mean that in like a rude way. It's just, it's awkward because you see them from afar holding a door and you got to like walk faster so that they're not holding as long.
Solid entrance.
What would you rather be, a lion or a panda?
I don't have time for this.
Ooh.
Ted?
Panda.
Yeah.
Are you mad? Pandas are fat and lazy and have piss-stained fur.
Thought you didn't have time.
Are powerful and majestic and rule the jungle.
Try telling that to an elephant. Ooh, can I be an elephant?
Lion or panda?
Panda.
Lion? What's black and white and red all over?
I don't know what.
A panda that gets anywhere near a fucking lion. The answer is lion.
That was a good off-the-cuff joke.
Rebecca is a very tall woman.
Yeah?
I mean, the minute she locked eyes with me, I like started sweating.
Oh, no. You know, she got some pencil, all right, but he's got to hop over.
Hi, babe. Mm.
Yeah. Hey, Jamie, what would you rather be? A lion or a panda?
Coach, I'm me. Why would I want to be anything else?
I'm not sure you realize how psychologically healthy that actually is.
Cheers.
Night, Court.
Wow. A lion.
Definitely a lion. Mm-hmm. Your pain is either
waiting bamboo. A little boy told me that. Do we think she's actually going to, you know, fall for his charm here? Or is she,
I mean, how can you not?
Is she scheming like a, we'll have a controversy between the coach and one of the players' girlfriends?
Only turns 20 on Saturday.
There we go. Birthday. You know, we'll do something special.
I think eventually she'll change her ways, but not right now. I don't think so.
So she's
There's
not
a lot
gonna
of
be like
fun
the,
we can have.
The season, you know, villain. Wanker.
I think she might be.
Suggestion box wanker. Oh, wow, another wanker.
I hope you choke on a Big Mac.
Good thing these are anonymous.
No, Roy signed that one.
Roy.
Oh, you're rubbish. Make a note of that.
There you go. Something to work with.
Wanker. Yeah. Well, I'm not going to say that word out loud. another wanker.
You don't want to let them call you a wanker, Ted. It's bad.
What's a wanker? I'm a visual learner, so that's very helpful. Thank you.
March.
Would you really not know what a wanker? Okay, hey, why don't you take away those beers? They weren't finished.
They got new cold ones.
Play tiny guitars for women of the night as we read Alex Haley's most seminal work.
You'd be in cahoots with Puss in Boots playing lutes for prostitutes reading Roots.
Oh, the autobiography of Malcolm Moore. Gotcha. All right. Here we go. Hey, hold my beer. All right, see what you got, young lady. Come on. What you got? What you got? Whoa! Are you kidding me? You see that?
She spun you around like the Tasmanian devil.
Yeah, she did, except without all that annoying blah 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 blah.
Well, Ted's not a soccer player.
No. Oh, he's taking a walk in.
Why is it just so hard to eat Higgins?
Yep, get the crumbs off.
Well, Ed Higgins, hey!
Three's a crowd.
Hey, that's a crowd. I don't mind being smack dab in the middle of, buddy.
Higgins minds.
Let's tie up some loose ends from yesterday. First concert, Kenny Rogers, right? Best concert, we got Beastie Boys at Horde Fest 1995. You're going to love this story.
Nice.
Actually, did y'all get the OJ trial over here?
Ted, please. I can't just have you in if you wish.
What if a soft shoe in? Huh? Something like that. Or I can moonwalk in. Despite recent headlines, it's still a dance move to do.
Ted.
Hey, you got to see the way I see it, okay? Everybody in this building, part of the team, part of AFC Richmond. Team's got a bond. All right. I mean, heck, Higgins and I are having lunch today.
Oh, yes. We're having salads in my office.
All right. Catch you later, boss. Higgins, see you at lunch, huh?
See you later.
What sort of salad do you reckon they're going to eat?
Yes.
I missed that. What did he say?
He said, see you later.
Boy, that is bad. Somebody ought to check this thing's prostate.
They just kicked the door in.
You got to pop upstairs real quick. Higgins wants to talk to you. Go, move it.
Yeah, he's gone.
Oh, here we go.
Hey, yo,
Hey, guys, listen up. Okay, Sam's birthday's on Saturday, so I was thinking we'd all chip in and get him something nice gift or something, right?
Oh, the so chip in. Nice.
With yet another impressive box.
He's
got a face.
He has a face.
Sorry, a he.
Yep. You put the money in his mouth.
Okay, you hear that, y'all? You put the money in his mouth. Got it? Okay, good. Go get him, Nate. Okay, help him out.
Well, they're actually doing
it. Okay, yeah, I was going to say, that's good.
Come on.
The gum. Really?
Why are you going to be a dickhead?
Mm. Are you going to have gum on the money?
Yeah, the money smell nice.
Thank you, Jamie. That's incredibly thoughtful.
Hey, Jamie, real quick. Just want to have a chat. Did you put gum in the box?
Yeah.
Why'd you go and do that?
Oh, sorry, coach.
You know, Nate's just trying to help us out here. He's part of the team, right?
Yeah, right, coach. Yeah. Yeah, and I see this team like a band.
I love that.
And if we were the Rolling Stones, I'd be Mick Jagger, because I'm the front man.
Sure.
And I've got the moves.
Got a tiny waist, yeah, a whole bit. I get it.
And Roy would be Keith Richards, because he's old and everyone's surprised he ain't dead yet.
What the fuck are you saying?
Roy, mate, if you're going to go to the shower, you should take your sweater off first, pal. I'm just taking the piss, mate, yeah. I'll be better, promise.
Glad to hear it.
Yeah. Not cool.
Marcus, what you got?
How are you feeling about taking on Crystal Palace this weekend?
A palace made out of crystal seems mighty fragile, if you ask me. Yeah, right there.
The Independent.
Oh, I remember, Trent.
Oh, this guy again.
Could you explain the offside rule?
Well, Trent, I'm gonna put
this guy is a wanker.
Back in
1964, yes.
Find pornography. It ain't easy to explain, but you know it when you see it.
Thank you. This question's for Ms. Mannion.
It's Welton.
Of course, my apologies. Any thoughts on the newest Rupert girl?
Well, Rupert and I are no longer together, so he may consort with whatever model, actress, model he pleases.
No, the girl who came forward today is another one who was with Rupert while you were married. I mean, she says it started 5 years ago, and they kept it going until, well,
wow.
Still.
Are people really this bad?
Oh.
Oh, here we go.
This time I thought men couldn't multitask.
Oh, good answer.
Oh, yeah. The press, mate. They just want the articles, mate. They want the clickbait.
Shut it down. Oh, that girl looks like Juno Temple. Maybe it is.
Did it?
I mean, I don't think it was, but... It was a young blonde woman.
So, did you need somebody to post that? Because that person's not me.
Why is she always so mean to him?
Because she doesn't want to get close. She has, you know, negative thoughts in mind.
A small battalion of army men.
Seems helpful.
Card that supposed to set him up in my apartment to help keep me safe. Homemade kazoo.
What is a kazoo?
It's that.
Oh, hey.
I don't think it is.
You know, this right here is some of the best barbecue sauce in Kansas City, which makes it some...
You a barbecue sauce fan, Hendo?
Not really.
Oh, he just put his finger in the jar.
Some kind of food or something that just teleports you right back home, make you feel all warm and fuzzy.
Well, no one else can have that now.
Oh, she looks at the shortbread.
Will that be all, Ted?
No.
She must
no,
be a shortbread fan.
The whole reason I'm here is because... I'm having a little trouble figuring out Jamie Tarr's operating instructions, and I was just seeing if you happen to have any advice.
Who's Jamie Tarr?
Ooh, your eyes just lit up. You got an idea. What is it?
Well, I was just going to say you should go and talk to Keeley. I mean, you two...
Yeah, Jamie's the...
If anyone knows Jamie...
The hotshot.
That's why you're the boss, right?
Oh, yeah, the gum guy.
That's good. Hey, yeah. What I'm going to do, though. I'm going to give you one of these stinkers. Let's see. Well, let's get you a good one. Okay, this right here. Gonna be your first line of defense. When the lounge comes back around, huh?
Nice.
We'll aim him right at the door there for you. All right.
Oh, she loves it. And then she burns it.
That's awesome. Yeah. Just fist down on the table.
Exactly. Okay.
Righto.
Sexy, yeah. Yeah.
Is that why she was asking about the lion or the panda?
That would make sense.
Look at this guy in the green. Can you even see?
Yeah. I'm a little hurt, but it looks cool.
I look insane. But I do think it's better looked in the panda.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, I'm famished.
Yeah, most lions are.
Oh, look, let's get you hungry?
Definitely a better look.
Gotta be pretty fun for you, yeah?
Yeah, I'm getting paid a shit ton to get dressed up like an
animal. Yeah, that's true. Native vodka.
But I do get to go home with the pool.
I feel like most wild animals are probably hungry.
Can I have a bite?
Yeah, there you go. All right.
Welcome.
You're welcome.
Mm. I know, though, that you didn't just pop down to feed me.
No, you're right. I wanted to ask you about Jamie. Mm.
Yeah, okay. What is this relationship?
What would you say motivates him?
He's just looking for advice. Wow.
Is he going to finish that burger, you reckon?
Go on, there's another bite.
Hey, there you are. Nah, look, I know the kid's going to be a star. I'm kind of hoping he'd warm up to the team building I'm trying to do here, that's all.
Actually, he responds well to positive reinforcement.
That's my wheelhouse.
There you go, then.
Okay, bye.
Go on, give us one more bite.
All right, here you go.
Yeah. Well, big one.
Yep.
That was a big bite.
Got some ketchup there. Looks like you devoured the antelope. Just be careful. Hold on.
Oh, he's got two burgers.
Ooh.
Oh god, what is going on here? Yep. I was gonna say. I don't care who you are. You're not wiping sauce off someone else like that.
I think he doesn't mean it like that, though.
No, I know he doesn't mean it like that. But still, you avoid situations like that.
Nice.
That's good.
Man, you guys got me chin chin. No, wow. This is all I used to eat growing up.
What's chin chin?
Well, you haven't been home in a while, so we thought we'd bring some home to you.
Oh, you guys, man.
Is it cereal? Oh, is it nuts? Is it lollies?
Could be nuts.
Vanilla.
I don't know. It could be any of those.
Hey, happy birthday, Sam.
Thank you, Coach.
Okay. This is the first positive team moment that we've had in this series.
My little boy gave me.
No, he gave him the armies, man.
Keep me safe while I'm away. Yeah, I miss him. You know,
my dad used to pinch my earlobes for good luck.
Give me a fucking. Do you reckon his son actually gave them to him, or maybe he just went down the store and he uses it as a sort of tactic to get people on board?
No, I don't think he's lying here.
Don't keep this. I don't really have the same fondness for the American military that you do.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Imperial. Right, yeah.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, fellas. Let's get out there and show Crystal Palace whose house this is. Right?
Do you reckon they win?
West meets south again. It's Derby Day in London.
I mean, it's the first game we've seen, so I'm going to say no. Will it be a new dawn for the this can't all just be positive.
Feels like it's going to be a no. Welcome to what the home
fans call the dog track. That microphone looks really annoying. For
AFC, can you imagine if we had to use those?
did you get that? You ready? Fire's down. Oh yeah, he's ready. He didn't even look at him. I didn't realize. He didn't even look at him.
He just knows.
He just knows that he hasn't done his fly.
That's he probably good. Just has it undone every single time.
Yeah.
Oh, that's rude.
It's like, do they really all hate him this much? He hasn't coached a single game. Oh, she loves it.
She's all over it.
Give him a chance.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, wow. They don't respect her at all. Okay.
No.
Let's give it a shot. Here we go.
Oh, wow. They got thumped.
Oh. I like that we saw absolutely none of the game. Just putting that out there.
We didn't need to. We did not need to right now.
Gee, he does look like a bit of a Kent.
Do you reckon that's what it's going to be like for the season, where we just
don't
see any
games?
Soccer?
God, I hope so.
Yeah.
Without me, it would have been 4-0, you miserable old pricks.
Meaningless consolation goal for Jamie Tart in injury time.
Thank you.
He's not very team orientated, is he?
Oh, definitely not.
He's Jamie orientated.
Oh, Beard's out the room. Long,
you suck. Oh, wow.
Ooh. Positive reinforcement.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I work hard. Yeah. I see it. You are truly great at everything you do out there. Except for one thing.
My left foot cross.
No. Jamie, I think that you might be so sure that you're one in a million that sometimes you forget that out there you're just one of 11.
Ooh.
Just figure out some way to turn that me into us. Sky's the limit for you. There's a heck of a goal out there, by the way.
Thanks.
Nice. Okay,
so he's turning him. Yeah, no, it's good.
That was fucking embarrassing!
Oh, this guy sucks. I am. Don't look at Nate.
Oh my god.
Oh, here we go. It's gonna blow him away, isn't it? Oh, that's not. I was expecting like Kramer with the high pressure hose.
Hey, hey, let's shake this one off, alright? Start getting better on Monday. Until then, hey, DJ Beardo, why don't you help pick up the mood in here, alright? Uh-oh, little Fife Dog and Q-Tip coming at you. Uh-oh, come on now, everybody get some cake. You know, it's Sam's birthday. Go ahead, get some sugar in your system. Come on now.
Come on. Oh, she loves it.
Hey, y'all.
Oh, Higgins doesn't.
Come bearing sweet treats to numb the sting of defeat. Yeah. Thank you. And hey. Just so you know, we can play a lot better than we showed today. I know it would mean a lot to the guys if y'all just came down, joined in. Let them know you're still in the corner.
Oh.
That's all the arm twist I'm going to do, though. Okay?
Ted, you know what might convince me? If you told me where you got these delicious biscuits.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I did that, I wouldn't be able to bring you more on Monday, now would I?
All right, we'll clever. Clever Teddy.
Jamie, Trent Crim, the Independent. That was quite a beating today.
This guy.
How are you taking the loss?
It's not just me, though, is it? We're a team. I'm just one of 11.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't do it.
Fuck it, yeah. I'm taking it pretty hard, you know? The rest of them, they're all in there eating cake.
Seriously?
Yeah, seriously, mate. The new gaffer's got music on in there. It's like a party. It's a joke.
You idiot. Ah, Higgins.
Oh, God.
Oh,
that
geez.
That guy can't go in there, can he?
I don't think so.
There it is. That's what I thought would happen before.
The guy just fixed the wall pressure.
Losing bird by bird, coach.
Good night, coach.
Night, coach. Uh-oh, here's trouble.
I saw the match.
Oh, yeah? What'd you think?
You were rubbish.
Yeah, maybe so.
Yeah?
I did want to get your advice on one thing. What do you think? Oh, look at that. Gotcha.
Yeah? Yeah. Yep. All right, I underestimated you.
See, no one sees me coming. Come on, what do you got? What do you got? Oh, boy, that was quick. Oh. Okay, I'm going to take my backpack off now. We're going to really do this.
He doesn't let anything get him down.
No. And then there's this one.
What's she gonna do?
Oh, she took it home?
What?
I just sent you the pictures.
That's exactly what I wanted.
Oh.
Star player's girlfriend and the new manager.
Are you sure you want to do this?
Of course he has that dog. I mean...
You're right, he does make them.
Oh!
Miss Wilton?
Do it.
No.
Do it.
Oh, he throws it away. Wow.
There you go.
Interesting developments, hey?
Yep.
All right. What do you think of that, Dean?
Well, that was good. A good continuation. We're fleshing out, you know, much of the same stuff that we were seeing in episode one. I feel like it is good seeing the little crumbs, though, not of shortbread, of, you know, his positivity leaking through to some players. Like we saw with Jamie, oh, he was offering up a bit of a, you know, like he knows what he should say. He knows what the coach wants him to say, and he tries it. And then just does a backflip immediately, you know, when he sees the other opposition just talking shit. So, no, I like it. I'm really probably what I'm most interested in is how the boss lady, I've forgotten her name, how she actually reacts to all this. Because we see her actually, you know, like on the fence and then going the other way. So, I'm curious where she's going to land. What did you think of it, Hendo?
Yeah, I thought it was a good continuation from the first episode. Just when you're talking about the boss lady, which I actually can't remember her name right now either. But I feel like her conflicting parts here because she's trying to sabotage the club because of her ex-husband. And every time Ted Lasso tries to cheer her up and, you know, perk her up, she gets this new startling news about the relationship and how disastrous this whole thing has been, and then that fuels her hatred. It's not so much she's doing it to make Ted Lasso look like shit. She's trying to destroy this club because it was her ex-husband's like baby, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's where her confliction comes from. And so far, it looks like that the negative side is outweighing the positive. And you know, who knows how long that's going to go for, if it continues to go like that for the entirety of, you know, the whole series, who knows? But I do agree with you. We are getting to see a bit more of these soccer player characters and how Ted Lasso is doing whatever he can to make this team a better unit. And, you know, he's going out of his way. Maybe some of the things he's doing probably look like the wrong thing to do from the outside perspective, but he has, you know, best intentions at heart for everyone, and hopefully that will shine through in the later episodes to everyone.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, from a leadership point of view, I think he's doing all the right things. You know, he's trying to involve the players, he's trying to, you know, work together where everyone is very much an individual in this team. So I think his positive attitude, the fact that he's not letting anyone get to him, at least externally, and apparently internally, really is contagious for these players. And like these are young guys, except for that one hairy chested guy. So I think he's gonna have a profound effect. But I'm just worried that, you know, like this show's meant to be really, really good. And it has to be more than just, you know, we're gonna spend a season or two him becoming friends with the soccer players. So I'm hoping that, you know, it does keep moving. And I obviously realize that, you know, next week, the week after, it is going to be, you know, what I imagine to be much the same. But they can't just keep doing this nonstop for this show. There has to be more elements brought in. So, yeah, no, I'm really enjoying it. I think it is genuinely funny with a few laugh out loud moments and the English humor's, you know, how could you not love it?
Definitely. Do you think this one was funnier than the first episode?
Probably not, if I'm being honest.
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree. I think the first episode was funnier, but it doesn't mean this one wasn't funny. There was definitely some humongous laugh out loud moments. So very, very happy so far with the first two episodes and really excited for the third episode when we get to that.
Yeah, me too.
All right, patrons, that'll do it for season one, episode two of Ted Lasso. Thank you very much for checking it out, and we'll see you on the next one.
Bye.